Welcome to our first session of the Advanced Hebrew class. The textbook we will use is called The First Hebrew Reader, Guided Selections from the Hebrew Bible. Let's open up to the table of contents on page VII, or Roman numeral 7, which you don't have, which is why you're up here, so we can look. What you're going to have in this book is similar to the exercises that we had in the first Hebrew primer, where they would say, here are some verses from the Bible, enjoy. This entire book are selected readings from the Bible. If we look at the table of contents, we begin with the first five books of Moses. There are two readings from Genesis, one from Exodus, one from Leviticus, one from Numbers, and two from Deuteronomy. Just to give us a flavor of how the five books of Moses that we call the Torah were written in the original Hebrew. Then the next section, we take a section from the Nevi'im, or the prophets, with the reading from 2 Samuel, then from 1 Kings, then from Jonah, then from Micah. As we turn the page, the third section is from the writings. So we have some from the Torah, some from the Nevi'im, some from the Ketuvim. There are the readings from the Psalms. There are four from the Psalms, one from the Song of Songs, which is the Hebraic way of saying the Song of Solomon, which tends to be titled in our English Bibles, and then two from Ecclesiastes. Now turn to the back of the book, to page 181. And on page 181 through page 193 is a Hebrew-English glossary of every word that's used in this book. So if you can't remember what Avraham is, you can turn back to the Hebrew-English glossary and remind yourself that it's Abraham, and then you'll probably kick yourself because you should have known that. Okay, so that goes from page 181 to 193. Take a minute to look back and see how it's organized. And I can go back to the other seat if you prefer. And let's start the first reading. You don't have to take that chair back. I'll take care of it later. Let's go to page 2. And let's look at how the readings are organized in the book before we start to translate it. On page 2 at the top is the Hebrew that we are going to translate. You see, the first section is very short. Even though our first reading is verses 1 through 10 of Genesis 17. So at the top, we have the Hebrew. Then underneath it, we have a way of translating the Hebrew. Sometimes we'll agree with it, sometimes we won't. Then go to page 3, lay it out by page 2. And at the top of the page is new vocabulary that's used in the text on the page before it. Like they use the name Avram. Everybody say Avram. Avram was the name of Abraham before God changed it. Avram means exalted father. God changed it to Avraham, that is father of a multitude. Underneath Avram, we have Tishim. Tishim. Tishah is 9. Tishim is 90. Then we have Shaddai as an El Shaddai. Shaddai is translated Almighty. So El Shaddai, Almighty God. To the left up at the top, we have Tamim, which is a word that keeps coming up in our Bible studies. That means innocent or blameless. It's got some more connotations, but basically that. Underneath, we have a new verb, Va'etana. Everybody say Va'etana. And I will establish. And finally, va'arbe. Everybody? Va'arbe. I will make you numerous. What word do we know already that you see comes from this verb?
Rabbah.
What does Rabbah mean?
Many.
So, va'arbe, I will make you numerous. Underneath the vocabulary, we have a verb analysis for all the verbs that are used in this text. If you look at the left, oddly enough, in this book, they put it from left to right here. The first verb is vayhi. We all know what vayhi is, and it was, or and it happened. The root, they give us the three-letter root, is haya. Then they tell us that the verb pattern is pa'al, which means what? Simple action. You remember that from the last course. The meaning of the root, not the conjugated verb, but the root, is to be or become. And then they tell you the tense. The way it's used here, vayhi, is a reversing vav imperfect, which makes it what? Perfect tense.
Perfect.
And then the PGN is person, gender, and number, which is 3MS, which is third person, masculine, singular. So put it all together, and it was, or and he was, if we were talking about a particular person. The next one down is vayera. Everybody say vayera.
Vayera.
Vayera. It's from the root ra'ah, which is see, right? S-E-E. But the pattern is nifal. And nifal means what? What is nifal?
Like something was done.
Something was done. So passive tense. So was seen. The meaning they say is appear. How do you make something be seen? You make it appear. And the tense is, it's a reversing vav imperfect, so it becomes he was seen or he appeared. And the PGN, third person, masculine, singular. So the he form. Third one down is bayomer.
Bayomer.
We all know this word. It's from the root amar, which is say. The pattern is pa'al, simple action. The meaning is say. The tense is reversing vav imperfect, so, and he said. The next word down is hitalek.
Hitalek.
Hitalek is from the verb halak, which is walked or went, but it's the hit pa'al pattern that some of you have not yet studied that are here listening. But it's the causative. In a passive tense, the speaker, the subject, does something to the direct object. In hit pa'al, the subject does something to itself. So, causes oneself to walk about, or it's translated oftentimes, walked around or walked himself around, but it means that he chose to walk the way that he was going to walk. It's used first when talking about Enoch, and Enoch walked with God. That's in the hit pa'al. It means he chose to walk with God. While everybody else walked away from God and followed pagan idolatry, he chose to walk with God. So the meaning they say is to walk about, okay? And it's a command form. What does that mean?
That means you're going to do it.
You're going to do it. And command forms can only be what person, can only be you. You can only command a you. So that's why they simply say masculine singular. They don't give a person because it can only be you. So hit halek is you will walk yourself about. The next one down is ve ye. Ve ye. Which is from the root haya, which is he was. It's pa'al, which is simple action, but it's the command form. So be, you will be, thou shalt be, however you want to translate that. The next one down is va'etana. Right, va'etana, which is from the root natan, he gave. It's pa'al, simple action, but it's the cohortative. We haven't really looked at cohortative before, so go down to the grammatical roots, the grammatical notes, I'm sorry, number 3, 17:2. It says when or more often ah, is attached to a first person imperfect, as in va'arbe, it signifies the cohortative. The cohortative expresses the speaker's wish or intention. So this is a may you do. That's what cohortative is a may you do, an imprecation, I would call it, to do something. It can be translated as I or we will, or let me or us do something. It says some imperfects are cohortative in meaning but not form. It says we will label verbs cohortative only when the distinctive ending is present. Meaning sometimes in the Bible, you translate it, may the Lord do something, even if it doesn't have a cohortative ending on it. Okay? Let's go back up to the verb analysis. And the last verb in the verb analysis chart is va or be, which is from the root rava, which means to make numerous. It's from the he feel. Who remembers what the he feel pattern is?
You cause something to happen.
Causative, you cause something to happen. And it's in the imperfect. I guess that's all we really need to know from the page 3. So let's go back to page 2 and let's read Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. For ready, it says, Vayhi,
Vayhi,
Avram,
Avram,
Ben,
Ben,
Tishim,
Tishim,
Shana,
Shana,
Vatesha,
Vatesha,
Shanim,
Shanim,
Vayera,
Vayera,
Adonai,
Adonai,
El,
El,
Avram,
Avram,
Vayomer,
Vayomer,
Elav,
Elav,
Ani,
Ani,
El,
El,
Shaddai.
Shaddai.
Hitalech.
Hitalech.
Lefanai.
Lefanai.
Veye.
Veye.
Tamim.
Tamim.
Verse 2. Va'etana.
Va'etana.
Veriti.
Veriti.
Beini.
Beini.
Uvenecha.
Uvenecha.
Va'arbe.
Va'arbe.
Odcha.
Odcha.
Bim'od.
Bim'od.
Ma'od.
Ma'od.
Okay, so let's break that down now in English. What is vayhi? And it was Avraham. No, it's just Avram. Sorry, I changed his name already. Avram.
Abram.
Abram.
Abram
or Abram. Ben.
Son of.
Tishim.
90.
Shana.
Years.
Vatesha.
And nine.
Shanim.
Years.
So let's talk about that part just here. So you could perhaps better translate this. Abram was 99 years old. And that's the way the Bible will probably translate it. But look at what you lose. When it says Ben Tishim Shana Vatesha Shanim, that's the biblical way of giving someone's age. But normally, it won't break it into two portions like this, 90 years and 9 years. So the Torah sages will look at that and say, Abraham's life is like it was divided into two different sections. and something different characterized each of those sections. No need to go into what it is at the moment, but that's why it will do something like that. With Sarah, it breaks her age into three parts, and the sages do their best to analyze why it is. So, in the translation down below, they say, now when, notice that's just a very non-literal translation of Vayhi, when Abram was 99 years old. So let's go back up to the Hebrew, Vayera Adonai.
The Lord appeared.
And the Lord appeared, El, to Avram.
Abram or Avram.
Vayomer.
And he said,
Elav,
to him.
Ani.
I.
Then it's a noun sentence. We have to add the verb am. El Shaddai.
I am El Shaddai.
I am God Almighty. And then we come to a command. Heat Halek.
Walk or go.
It's command form from the Heat Pael. That is walk around. That is you choose to walk with me. Is what it's getting across. Is make it your choice. Make up your mind and do this because you choose to. God didn't command it and give him no choice. The Heat Pael says you've got a choice, but you need to do this for your own good. So Heat Halek is walk. And that's probably the way it's going to be translating the Bible, and walk. If you look below, it says walk before me. So they lose in the translation, the walk, the fact that it's Heat Pael, and it's reflexive, and it's something that one does after thinking about it and dedicating oneself to do it. So walk Lefanai.
Before me.
Why is it plural then? Because the word Elohim is plural. God is a triunity. Ve-ye.
And be.
But that's also a command. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Be tamim, which is what? Blameless. So choose to walk the path I set before you and be blameless in my sight is what it's trying to get across to us.
Is that choose to be blameless or?
Not choose to be blameless. That's just a command, be.
Okay, so it's not the, okay.
Okay. So this one is simply pa'al. It's not heat pa'al. Okay.
So it's saying if you choose to walk with me in that manner, then you will be blameless.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. If you're going to walk with me, I'm not giving you a choice whether you're going to walk in sin or not. You're going to be blameless. Verse 2. Va-et-na.
And I will give,
literally. And I will give vriti.
My covenant.
Why isn't it briti? This is something they didn't teach us in the first book. When a bait, which normally takes a dagesh when it's the first letter of a word, when it follows a vowel or vowel sound, it softens. So, va-et-na, in with an ah sound, which is a vowel sound, so the briti becomes vriti. That's all. And I will give my covenant, beni,
between me,
uvenecha,
and you.
So, this says, I will give. It's not, we will do this together. God says, I will make a unilateral covenant with you. And that's what happens, right? He divides the animals and he walks through it himself while Abraham really is not a participant. God makes the covenant with Abram. It goes on to say, Va'arbe.
And I will make numerous.
And I will make you
numerous,
exceedingly great. bemoed, ma'od, literally says with muchness. So it gets translated as exceedingly numerous. Exceedingly numerous. But the va'arbeh is the cohortative. The cohortative says, and when I will make you, it's the speaker's intention. It's God's intention or wish that Abraham will become a large multitude of people, many nations. So God will do it because he wants to. He chooses to. It's his intention and wish to do it. And of course, at this point, how many children does Abraham have?
None.
Remember, he was complaining to God that my heir is a servant in my household. And God says, no, he's not going to be your heir. Let's look now below the Hebrew. And they give a translation. They don't say this is a good translation or the best translation. They just say this is a translation. Now when? Notice that's not literal. Avram is correct, was 99 years old. That loses the fact that his age is broken into two parts, which has some meaning. The Lord appeared to Avram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. That's good. Walk before me. We lose the heat pa'el in the walk. Walk before me and be blameless. We also lose the fact that these are commands. And I will establish my covenant. No, establish is from a different word. They've not literally translated that. I will make or set, or in this case, actually, I will give my covenant between me and you. And I choose to make you exceedingly numerous.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
When you say the command is that he'll be blameless, is that almost like prophesying over him, saying, you're going to be this? Like,
no, it's saying, you're going to do it, because I told you you're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's less a prophecy than a or else.
Okay.
So it comes down to, what if God told Abraham, come out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and Abraham, no, I don't want to do that. God says, take your... It would be a really short story about Abraham. Or the Lord says, take your son, your only son, and go to the place I show you. He said, no, ain't doing that.
Well, the only reason why I asked that is because you said that Abraham chose to walk with him.
That's correct. And he was commanded to choose, to make your choice.
Right, but he still chose.
He still chose.
And because he chose, God, the command that God gave him, once he made that choice, then he got the command. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And notice that this is the way Abram demonstrates that his faith to God is real. He has expressed his faith in God, and God says, go do this, and he does it. That's why in Genesis 26, it reminds us that the promises continue to Isaac because Abraham obeyed my commandments, my Torah, everything I told him to do. It's not that he was saved by that. He was saved by faith, but it demonstrated the reality of his faith. So if you were to say to God, I believe you, God, I'm going to do everything you tell me to do, except if I choose not to, then you're not demonstrating faith. Okay, turn a page. Pages 4 and 5. At the top of page 4, we have verses 3, 4, and 5. Again, just a small section. So look over to page 5, and there's only two new vocabulary words introduced. The first is hamon.
Hamon
means a multitude. Where in the Bible have you seen the word hamon other than in this story in Genesis?
A mixed multitude.
That may be true. I was thinking of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, where the valley is renamed Hamon Gog, the multitude of Gog. Okay. And the second one is Vahifreti. Vahifreti. Say it again. Vahifreti.
Vahifreti.
What word do you see in Vahifreti that you hear every Friday night at our Erev Shabbat? Do you see pri? Pri means fruit. So this is the verb from which the word fruit comes. And it says, I will make you fruitful. Or the you is in parentheses because that's going to have to come after it. It simply says, and I will make fruitful. Let's look down the verb analysis. Vayipol, that's a verb we know, from nafal, in the pa'al pattern, which is simple action, and it's the reversing vav imperfect, so you will fall, right?
Or as you fail.
Yeah, add the reversing vav, and you will fall becomes, and you fell. Where do we find a noun from this verb in Genesis chapter 6?
Nephilim.
Right, the word translated giants is not giants, it's Nephilim, which means fallen ones. And then we have the next one, Vaydaber.
Vaydaber.
Which is from the root speak, he spoke, but it's pael. Pa'al, the first verb, was simple action. Pael is what? That's strong emotion.
Strong emotion.
Strong emotion. So it's no longer softly saying, it's the pounding the podium and making it real. It's again reversing vav imperfect, which makes it perfect tense. It's third person masculine singular, which means he. And he spoke. Third one, lamor.
Lamor.
Lamor is from the verb amar, which is say. It's pa'al, it's the infinitive. But lay more doesn't get translated to say. How does it get translated?
Saying.
This is the word that gets translated as saying. Fourth one down, Vahayita. Everybody? Vahayita.
Vahayita.
Mm-hmm. So the syllables are Vahayita. It's from the verb hayah, he was. It's pa'al, which is simple action. Reversing vav perfect, so he will be.
Be.
Right?
Yeah.
The next one is yikare. You hear those three syllables? Yikare, three full syllables. This one's nifal. Nifal was passive tense, and it's imperfect. So what? He will be called, right?
Will be called.
Will be called. Next one, Vahayah.
Vahayah.
Comes from Hayah, was. It's pa'al, simple action. It's reversing vav perfect, which makes it imperfect. What? He will be. Right?
Yep.
Next one, Natatika. Natatika. Is from Natan, which means gave. It's pa'al, which is simple action, perfect tense, but what's the cha at the end?
You.
You, right. So he gave you or he set you, right? No. Somebody say no. I'm waiting for a no.
It's I gave you.
It's I gave you or I set you, correct. That's what the one CS afterwards means. It's first person, it's I. C means common. That is, there's not a masculine and feminine form of I, there's just one. And the S is singular. So I wanted a chance to discuss what one CS meant there under PGN. And the suffix to masculine singular means it's you, masculine singular. So I set you or I gave you. Next one, Vahifreti, they gave it to us up top, is from the verb para, which we've never had before in the other book. It's he feel, which means causative, reversing vav perfect, so what's that then? I will make fruitful. I will make fruitful. Next to last one in the verb analysis chart is un tatija. Again, notice the I, first person, common, singular. And the cha at the end is you. It's reversing vav perfect, so I will give you or I will set you. Right? Then the last word is yetzeu, yetzeu, which is from yatzah, to go out or go forth. It's pa'al, which is simple action. It's imperfect. And it's third person, masculine plural. So they. You would be second person. They is third person, masculine plural. They will go out. Grammatical notes under 17.3 says, Lamor introduces direct speech, which means a quote, and does not need to be translated literally. So it should say throughout the Bible, the word of the Lord came to me to say, but that's not the way they translate. They translate it as saying. So since everybody else does, we may as well jump off the bridge too, right? The note for 17.5 is the name Avram means exalted father, and it's made up of the words for father, Av, and exalted, Ram. It says here the text suggests that the name Avraham means father of multitudes and consists of the words for father, Av, and multitude, Hamon. It's just a shortened form. They drop the on off the end. And then they say there's other possibilities. And the grammatical note for 17.5 says a literal translation, the first half of this verse would read, and your name will no longer be called Avram. Be called and your name will be are redundant in English. So they leave some out of the translation just to make it read more simply. So let's go back to page 4 now and read it. Let's read first, verse 3. Vayipol.
Vayipol.
Avram,
Avram,
all, Panav,
Panav,
Vaidaber,
Ito,
Elohim,
Lamor.
So, Vayipol Avram, let's translate that in the reverse order, and Abram fell, all Panav,
upon
his face, and then let's skip over Vaidaber Ito and go to Elohim,
God.
And God, Vaidaber,
spoke
Ito,
with him,
Lamor,
saying,
which means what follows is a quote directly from the lips of God. But notice Elohim, the name for God, the word for God is plural. But the verb vaidaber is singular. So that's why I cannot support the idea of a trinity where there are three gods sitting around a campfire, or the verb would be plural. There is one God who manifests himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but they're not three gods. Okay? We all know that. But I wanted to put on tape anyway. Sentence 4 in Hebrew. Ani.
Ani.
Hine.
Hine.
Vriti.
Vriti.
Itach.
Itach.
Vahayita. La'av, Hamon, Goyim. Let's translate verse 4. Start with Hine.
Behold,
Ani,
I
Vriti,
my cabinet.
Why does Vriti not begin with a hard bait? Briti.
Because the hay is before it.
Because the A sound is before it, right? Which sounds like a vowel, therefore it softens. Etach?
With you.
With you. So how would you translate just that part into English?
Behold, I will... Well, it literally says, I behold my covenant with you.
Uh-huh. It literally says, I behold my covenant with you. Mm-hmm. Vahayita.
And you will be.
And you will be. La'av.
For a father.
For a father. Hamon. Goyim. That's a word pair. Hamon, goyim.
A multitude of nations.
A multitude of nations. For a father of a multitude of nations. But what else do you know about the word goyim? That doesn't mean Jews.
Gentiles.
Right. So it's not just the Jewish people that are going to come from Abraham, but many Gentile nations will as well. How do Gentile nations come from Abraham?
The other sons.
Yeah, remember he had 12 other sons through Hagar, or as she's called in Scripture, what's she called? One more time.
Baturah,
correct. Baturah comes from the word for incense, and it means the fact that she maintained her innocence even when she was separated from Abraham, which is why the Jewish sages say that that is Hagar. So he had 12 sons through one line and 12 sons through the other line. So he truly will be a father of a multitude of nations. Verse 5, Velo Yikare Od.
You, and you
want
oh, I'm sorry, Hebrew, right?
Okay, in Hebrew.
Falo.
Yikare.
Yikare.
Ode.
Ode.
Et. Shimcha.
Shimcha.
Avram.
Avram.
Vahaya.
Vahaya.
Shimcha.
Shimcha.
Avraham.
Avraham.
Ki.
Ki.
Av.
Av.
Hamon.
Hamon.
Goyim.
Goyim.
Netaticha.
Netaticha.
Now English. Velo yikare od.
And you will not be called.
And you will not be called od.
Again.
Again or still. Et Shimcha.
Your name.
So put it all together now. And your name will not be called still. Avram.
Avram.
Vahaya Shimcha.
And your name will be.
Will be Avraham.
Abraham.
Abraham. Ki.
Because
Av Hamon Goyim, that's a word pair, string.
A father
of a multitude of nations, Netaticha.
I gave you.
I have given you. This is prophetic perfect. That is, he wrote it as though it's already happened, but it hasn't happened yet. It's a prophecy that is so certain to happen that he writes it as if it already had. Remember, Abraham is really concerned because he has no children. And God has promised him descendants that are uncountable like the sand of the sea. And he says, I've already done it. We just have to wait for it to be fulfilled. Verse 6, Hebrew, Vahifreti.
Vahifreti.
Otcha.
Otcha.
Bimod.
Bimod.
Maod.
Maod.
Untaticha.
Untaticha.
Lagoyim.
Lagoyim.
Umlachim.
Umlachim.
Mimacha.
Mimacha.
Yetzeu.
Yetzeu.
Now let's translate this. Vahifreti otcha.
I will make you fruitful.
Right, and I will make you fruitful. Bama'od ma'od.
Exceedingly.
Exceedingly. What's exceedingly fruitful mean?
That means a lot.
Lots of descendants, right. Untaticha. Untaticha. And I will give you Lagoyim.
For nations.
For nations. Umlachim.
And kings.
And kings. Mimacha.
From you.
From you. Yetzeu.
Will go forth.
Right. So when he says untaticha, and I will give you, means this is what I'm going to give you. Nations and kings are going to go out from you, meaning you're going to be the father of many nations, many kings, establish an entire realm of nations. If you look down the page at the way they give us a translation, it says, then Abraham fell on his face. What part there did they not interpret literally? Where did they get then?
It's not there. They didn't make it. They right. Just made it up.
They translated and as then. Then implies an order of things and does not. So they shouldn't do that. But most Bible translations get tired of every sentence beginning with and. So they use then, but, however, all kinds of things. So we see literally there is no then. Then Abraham fell on his face, other than then it's not bad. And God spoke with him. And they left out the saying. Right? They just put the quote marks in. And they added as for, which is not there. And they say me, but ani is not me. Ani is I. Right?
Yes.
And then behold, my covenant is with you. So is noun sentence, that's okay. And you will be. They left out the for, a father of a multitude of nations. That part's okay. And your name, that's good, will no longer be. They left out the word called Avram. But where's the but?
There is no but. It's just and.
It's just and. So they took liberties with it again. Your name, Shimcha Avraham. They put will be, but you could have also put is. Your name will be Avraham. Okay, that's good. Ki, because they used for, that's an okay choice. A father of a multitude of nations, that's good. I have made you. Is it I have made you? No, it's I have given you.
Okay.
I have given you. What's the difference? Why is I have given you important? Because he is to be a blessing to all nations. He has given Abraham and Abraham's seed to be a blessing to all nations. It says, and I will make you exceedingly fruitful. That's good. And will make nations of you. That's not what it says, right? And I will give you
four
nations. In other words, nations will come out of you. And kings will go, will come forth from you. They say down below, but it's actually go forth. Will go out, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Turn the page to 6 and 7. the new vocabulary, vahakimoti, and I will establish. We know that word, right?
Yeah.
Vahakimoti, and I will establish. That is in the he-feel pattern, which is causative, right? So, and I will establish. The next vocabulary word is magurecha.
Magurecha,
your sojournings. What word do you know that's in the center of that magurecha? Is ger. Ger is stranger. So your sojournings is what when you are a stranger in a strange land. Kanaan is simply Canaan. And la'achuzat says as a holding, but it's literally for a holding, right? The lamed is two or four, so for a holding. Go down to the verb analysis. The first one, vahakimoti, is from kam. It's a hollow verb, if you remember, so the vav falls out in the perfect tense. It's hefeel, which is causative, reversing vav perfect, so I will establish. The person is first person, so it's I, which so it's common. It's neither masculine nor feminine, and it's singular. The second word in the verb analysis is liyot, which is simply the infinitive to be. Pa'al, simply to be. The third one, venatati, is first person, common, singular. So it's reversing vav perfect, I will give or I will send. Come back up to the top of page 6. Let's read verse 7 in Hebrew. Vahakimoti.
Et.
Bariti.
Bariti.
Beni.
Beni.
Uvenecha.
Uvenecha.
Uvain.
Uvain.
Zaracha.
Zaracha.
Acharecha.
Acharecha.
Ladorotam.
Livrit.
Olam.
Olam.
So let's translate this into English. Vahakimoti.
And I will establish.
And I will establish at direct object marker. Briti.
My covenant.
Beni.
Between me.
Uvenecha.
And you.
Uvein Zaracha.
And your seed,
or your descendant. Galatians chapter 3, the last verse tells us what? If we have been saved by faith, we are the seed of Abraham. So the covenant is with Abraham and everyone with the faith of Abraham. Acharecha.
After you.
Ladorotam.
For their generations.
Two or four, their generations. Livrit.
For a covenant.
Olam.
Forever,
which means it has not been abolished. It has not been abrogated. It has not been superseded. It is olam, forever. Let's continue. The next line, part of the same verse, says, Liyot.
Liyot.
Lecha.
Lecha.
Lelohim.
Lelohim.
Ulzaracha.
Ulzaracha.
Acharecha.
Acharecha.
Into English, Liyot.
To be.
Lecha.
To you.
Lelohim.
For a God.
Ulzaracha.
And to your seed.
And for your seed. Acharecha.
After you.
So this is the covenant that says God will be our God. If we have the faith of Abraham, he will be our God. That cannot be broken. It cannot be changed. It can't be made. You've got to earn it. You've got to deserve it. You've got to work for it. It's a matter of faith. This covenant is absolute. Verse 8. Venetati.
Venetati.
Lecha.
Lecha.
Ulzaracha.
Ulzaracha.
Acharecha.
Acharecha.
Eight. Not et. Eight. Eretz.
Eretz.
Magurecha.
Magurecha.
Eight.
Eight.
Kol.
Kol.
Eretz.
Eretz.
Kanaan.
Kanaan.
La'achuzat.
La'achuzat.
Olam.
Olam.
English. Venetati.
And I will give.
And I will give. Lecha.
To you.
To you. Ul zaracha.
And to your seed.
And to your seed, which includes all of us. Acharecha.
After you.
After you. Eight. Eretz. Magurecha. Yeah, notice the covenant to be our God, to be with us forever, includes the promise of Yeshua. Eretz Megurecha is the land of your
sojourn.
So the land in which Abraham was a sojourner was the land called today Israel, or the world wants to call the half of it the West Bank. And I'm sure God's sitting up there going, that's not what I said. And in Kol Eretz Kanaan,
all of the land of Canaan.
All of the land of Canaan. La'achuzat olam.
For a holding forever.
For a holding forever. Down below they translate it as an everlasting holding, but that's okay. And down below they also say levrit olam is as an eternal covenant. Should be for an eternal covenant, but otherwise it's not so bad. So turn the page to 8 and 9. We have just one more section, then we will have finished chapter number 1, which is just Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. The new vocabulary on page 9, himol shall be circumcised.
Zachar
means male. Notice how closely Zachar male is to Zachar he remembered. Very close. Spelled with a different vowel is all. Verb analysis. Vehayiti is pa'al, reversing vav perfect. So I will be. It's first person, I will be. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
From Amar, Pa'al, third perfect, masculine, singular, and he said, right? Tishmor.
Tishmor.
Which is, you will guard. Right? Simple, imperfect, from the Pa'al Shamar. Then we have Tishmeru, which is imperfect. For you, masculine plural, y'all will guard. And finally, hamol, which is the infinitive of emphasis for the Nephal to be circumcised. So let's go read on page 8 in Hebrew. Vehayiti.
Vehayiti.
Lahem.
Lahem.
Lahem, sorry. Lelohim.
Lelohim.
As you've guessed, I've got so many notes written, it's hard to read the letters. So what does it mean? Vehayiti.
And I will be.
And I will be Lahem.
To them.
Lelohim.
For a God.
Uh-huh. And who is Lahem? Who is he talking to? Your seed after you. Yeah. Verse 9. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Elohim.
Elohim.
El.
El.
Avraham.
Avraham.
Ve'ata.
Ve'ata.
Et.
Et.
Bariti.
Bariti.
Tishmor.
Tishmor.
Ata. Vazaracha.
Vazaracha.
Acharecha.
Acharecha.
Ledorotam.
Ledorotam.
English. Vayomer Elohim.
And God said.
And God said, El Avraham.
To Abraham.
Ve'ata.
And you.
Bariti.
My covenant.
My covenant. Tishmor.
You will keep.
You will keep or guard. That's right. And you will keep or guard my covenant. Ata.
You.
You. Vazaracha.
And your seed.
And your seed, that includes Genesis chapter 3, all those saved by faith the Messiah. Acharecha.
After you.
After you. Ledorotam.
To their generation.
For their generations, which means forever. So long as there are generations of the seed of Abraham, which Isaiah 66 says will be forever, the covenant will be forever. Verse 10. Zot.
Zot.
Bariti.
Bariti.
Asher.
Asher.
Tishmaru.
Tishmaru.
Beni.
Beni.
Uvenechem.
Uvenechem.
Uvain.
Uvain.
Zaracha.
Zaracha.
Acharecha.
Acharecha.
Himol.
Himol.
Lachem.
Lachem.
Kol.
Kol.
Zachar.
Zachar.
English, please. Zot.
Yes.
And then there's an implied is. Bariti.
Is my covenant.
My covenant. Asher.
Which?
Tishmaru. Y'all will keep or guard. Beni.
Between me.
Between me. Uvenechem.
And y'all.
And y'all. Uvein. Zaracha. And your seed. Acharecha.
After you.
After you. Himol.
Shall be circumcised.
Shall be circumcised. Lachem.
To y'all.
Mm-hmm. Kol Zachar.
Every male.
Every male. And that ends the section on Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 10. And that's good. We've come to the end of our hour. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 10. With this chapter, or the section, it begins with Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. Thank you all for studying and participating.